Welcome to Postcast tonight. David Locke along with Ron Boone after the Utah Jazz beat the Memphis Grizzlies 107 to 98. Don't know where that came from. We'll talk about Dante Exum in a remarkable game tonight where the Jazz needed him, and he showed every skill we could ever dream of. What was Memphis doing tonight, and why did we not see Marc Gasol for the final 17 minutes of the game? And how do we feel about the Utah Jazz right now? Those are the things we'll discuss tonight as we get coming up on Postcast. Well, Ron, let's start it with Dante Exum. That was truly awesome. 21 points tonight, 8 of 10. He saved the night in a lot of ways. Jazz were on the ropes. They couldn't break away. He was the constant player. Quinn showed him a lot of faith, let him close, and he earned it.
Well, this is, I think, the key to what Donovan's been able to do here as of late. You know that jump shot. You're talking about Donovan Mitchell.
No, I was talking about Dante.
Dante. The fact that he... His jump shot has always been suspect, but he uses his speed and his ability to get to the basket and get layups. So just getting those minutes out there on the floor, getting a rhythm, now your confidence gets high enough, and then you realize who you're playing against. Not necessarily the fact that it's the Memphis Grizzlies, but it's the opponent that you think you can beat and that kind of thing and taking advantage
of. Well, that's the next step, and we'll talk about some more things he's doing well. But he's been great in the last few games against the Warriors. And against Memphis, he was pretty good for a portion game against Boston. But I want to see him, maybe Minnesota, Jeff Teague, maybe L.A. Clippers and Austin Rivers, against an NBA high-caliber guy, right? Like, no offense to – but the Warriors didn't throw NBA guys at us. Memphis doesn't have a lot of per-se regular season, every-minute NBA guys. But just to do this, if Dante was doing this in the G League, it would be incredible. We're seeing a burst to the basket. We're seeing an aggressiveness. We're seeing a finishing at the rim. We're seeing an array of finishes. Instead of being out of control going to the rim with speed like he was in the first three or four games, we've seen him shoot it from 5 feet. We've seen him shoot it from 4 feet. We've seen him go all the way to the rim. Really, really exciting. And that speed, it's as though he's finally beginning to understand what he has.
And you just said something that was very key, is that how much under control he looks like he's playing right now. He's not getting out of control. And that reflects back to last summer in the summer league. He played tremendous in the summer league, and he was so excited. And I remember him saying to Wellesley that, "I told you I can play this game."
And it was to Alex, wasn't it?
Was that Alex Jensen? Yeah. So he's been wanting, and again, you have to feel sorry for him. The fact that it's taking longer to develop because of the injuries that he's had.
So the Jazz get a 21 from Dante off the bench, which were just vital. He hit three corner threes as well. The big picture on this game tonight is the Jazz could not get their defense to have an impact on Memphis like you'd expect. J.B. Bickerstaff said before the game the key for them was going to be able to score. They did it. They scored tonight. The great defense the Jazz have played just wasn't ever really that impactful tonight.
Well, it wasn't impactful as far as defending Gasol. I get the feeling if Gasol wasn't having that great of a night, then it would have come down a little bit. And maybe Marshawn probably would have been able to score there as well. But it was a big difference when Derek Favors got a chance to defend him. He stayed more attached to him. And he can't beat Derek Favors off the dribble that far away from the basket. So he stayed attached to him. So, but the defense, it's got to get better. Offense needs to stay, at that level to where it's at, because that's the way the Jazz need to win basketball games.
So the game is 61-60, Memphis leads, and Marc Gasol checks out of the game with about midway through the third quarter and never returns because Memphis is currently tied with Atlanta and two games behind Phoenix in the standings. And so Marc Gasol doesn't play the final 16 minutes of the night.
Well, they're developing young players, David. Well, you think?
No, I think they're, young player, maybe the kid who played at Duke this year, or Luka Dunka, who was incredible today, that's who the young player is.
Well, they need to get a real good look at Brooks.
All right, so, Ron, considering the fact that Memphis tanked this game, do you feel better about the Jazz, or is tonight a reoccurring kind of they lost 3 out of 5 and something's not quite as sharp as it was before?
I feel good about all wins. I don't care what happened. Jazz needed a win. They needed to, they can't afford to lose to a team like the Memphis Grizzlies. So whatever Memphis did, that's on them.
And we'll take it. We'll run to the, as I said as we left Golden State, run to the door and then say thank you. We'll run to the door and then say thank you again tonight on our way and take this win that you've got to have. Joe Ingles, by the way, had a double-double. I'm not sure we had that in the broadcast the way we should have. 17 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists for Joe. Really did a great job. Derek Favors played 32 minutes. Rudy Gobert played 29. Favors got the close tonight for the Jazz.
Yeah, and that's something we haven't seen in quite some time, and I'm glad to see that Quinn Snyder used him in a situation like that, because I would imagine, you know, sometimes Derek sits over there.
Tell JB we appreciate it.
I'll let him know.
I don't know. Is that Chris Wallace or John Hollinger? Who do we think? Thank JB?
The whole team.
Okay, we appreciate it. That was Eric Hasseltine, their play-by-play announcer.
Yeah. But Derek needed that. You know, because did he sit out the fourth quarter, the majority of the fourth quarter,
yep,
against the Boston Celtics,
yep,
and, you know, that type of thing. So he definitely needed that.
All right. So the Jazz win tonight will be Sunday, or Ron will be Sunday. I'm taking one for the family on Sunday. All good. Nothing bad. All good. And hopefully come back with a win. Then we'll talk to you Tuesday before the Jazz and the Lakers on our On the Floor and then postcast as well. Utah wins it 107-98. The standings currently sit with four teams tied in the loss column right now in the Western Conference. As Minnesota, 33 losses, Pelicans, 33 losses, Jazz, 33 losses, Thunder, 33 losses.
Yes.
And if the Clippers lose tonight, they go to 35. Denver with a mammoth win to keep their playoff hopes alive with 35 as well. 107-98, the final. This has been Postcast. Have a good night and be safe.